Leading our news this morning, a 35-year-old man has been arrested during a major incident in inner Melbourne this morning. Police targeted a prime mover that was being driven erratically on the Monash Freeway early this morning, and the bomb response squad has been called in. Drivers in the immediate area have been told to leave their vehicles. A 15-kilometre stretch of the southeastern freeway has been blocked. The man who led Labor's school funding review, David Gonski, is urging the Abbott government to reconsider its cuts to education. The government will scrap the Gonski funding model after 2017 and move to lower inflation-based funding increases. David Gonski says this is an unfortunate decision that won't provide adequate funding. More than 20 people, mostly children, have been rushed to hospital after a bus crash near Perth. The school bus was carrying Malaysian and Indonesian students when it ran off the road. Police say none of the injuries are life-threatening. Excuse me. The first asylum seekers on Nauru to receive refugee visas have now been released into the community. 13 people were given refugee protection. They'll now be given the option of settling in Cambodia if a deal is signed with Australia soon. A decision on the refugee status of another 21 people will be made later today. eBay users are being urged to change their passwords after a cyber attack on the company's databases. The attack is thought to have taken place between late February and early March. So far, the US company says there's been no evidence of unauthorized activity on its members' accounts.